Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Most World War II hits came from Broadway, Hollywood, or Tin Pan Alley, but a surprising number came from other places, two in particular. What follows is a musical exercise in geography and chronology.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
English war songs arrived much sooner than ours because the English were at war more than 2 years before Pearl Harbor. We were eager to stay out of it, though increasingly we doubted we could. Feeling a predictable mix of emotions, we responded to wartime songs that arrived from England and also to old American songs whose emotional resonance found new audiences, from across the Atlantic and from American memory. Vera Lynn, Somewhere in France with You, and Dinah Shore, Something to Remember You By.
I meet a someone each day who's never sad, who's always gay. I know she's acting a part. You can see what goes on in her heart. Such blue eyes smiling at me, yet they're lonely as only a woman's can be. For I see all her thoughts are somewhere in France with you.
Night and day.
From 1939, Vera Lynn with Michael Carr's Somewhere in France with You, and Dinah Shore with a revival of Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's 1930, Something to Remember You By. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Once Germany invaded Poland on September 1, 1939, a few American songs anticipated the emotions associated with patriotism on one hand and wartime separation on the other, the national and the personal. But the best of these songs came to America from England. What matters about this song is the recording by the woman who embodied British determination and emotional commitment during those years. Vera Lynn sings, "We'll Meet Again."
Let's say goodbye with a smile, dear, just for a while, dear, we must part. Don't let this parting upset you, I'll not forget you, sweetheart. We'll meet again, don't know where. Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies chase those dark clouds far away. And I will just say hello to the folks that you know. Tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny you know. Tell them you won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as I saw you go, you were singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when.
Vera Lynn, "We'll Meet Again." English songs got some play in the United States, but these were songs designed for, written to, a distinctly British audience. Chalk it up to America's sympathetic response to a Britain that stood alone against the Nazi onslaught. This song wasn't a huge hit here, but some will remember the anthem like "There'll Always Be an England." This is Albert Picaver.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a toast to ladies and gentlemen. May this fair land we love so well in dignity and freedom dwell. Though worlds may change and go awry, while there is still one voice to cry, there'll always be an England where there's a country lane, wherever there's a cottage small beside a field of grain. There'll always be an England where there's a busy street, wherever there's a turning wheel, a million marching feet. Red, white and blue, what does it mean to you? Surely you're proud, shout it out loud, Britain's away. The Empire too, we can depend on you. Freedom remains, these are the chains, nothing can break. There'll always be an England, and England shall be free. If England means as much to you as England means to me. What does it mean to you? Surely you're proud, shout it out loud, Britain's away. The Empire too, we can depend on you. Freedom remains, these are the chains, nothing can break. There'll always be an England, and England shall be free. If England means as much to you,
from 1939, Albert Picaver with Ross Parker and Huey Charles, They'll Always Be in England. Pilots in the RAF wore silver wings on their uniforms. So did their American counterparts. These are English songs that conjured up a romantic image of these pilots and the loved ones they left behind. In Britain, Anne Shelton sang Silver Wings in the Moonlight, and in the United States, Dinah Shore sang, He Wears a Pair of Silver Wings.
Silver wings in the moonlight, flying high up above, while I'm patiently waiting. Take care of my love. Silver wings in the moonlight, silver bird in the sky. Many times has he told me he loves both you and I. So I must share him with you. Safely and then. has to be. I'll never keep him from you, honest if you won't keep him from me. If you love him like I do, take him safely and then. Some people say he's just a crazy guy. To me, he means a million other things. For he's the one who taught this happy heart of mine to fly. He wears a pair of silver wings. And though it's pretty tough, the job he does above, I wouldn't have him change it for a king. An ordinary fellow in the uniform I love, he wears a pair of silver wings. I'm so full of pride when we go walking. Every time he's home on leave, with those wings on his tunic, me with my heart on my sleeve. But when I'm left alone and we are far apart, I sometimes wonder what tomorrow brings. For I adore that crazy guy who taught my happy heart to wear a pair of silver wings. Pride when we go walking. Every time he's home on leave, he with those wings on his tunic, me with my heart on my sleeve. But when I'm left alone and we are far apart, I sometimes wonder what tomorrow brings. For I adore that crazy guy who taught my happy heart to wear a pair of
Ann Shelton with Leo Towers, Sonny Miller, and Hugh Charles, Silver Wings in the Moonlight, and Dinah Shore with Eric Mashwitz and Michael Kars, He Wears a Pair of Silver Wings. From September 1940 until May 1941, the Luftwaffe bombed England. One day, in the midst of the Blitz, Noel Coward sat in a train station watching Londoners going about their business. In a moment of pride, he seized on the idea of setting new words to an old English folk tune. This is Noel Coward with London Pride.
London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be. Whoa, Liza, see the Costa Barrows, the vegetable marrows, and the fruit piled high. hall lies a little London sparrows, Covent Garden Market where the costers cry. Cockney Pete mark the beat of history, every street pins a memory down. Nothing ever can quite replace the grace of London town. There's a little city flower every spring unfailing, growing in the crevices by some London railing. Though it has a Latin name, in town and countryside, we in England call it London Pride. London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be. Hey lady, when the day is dawning, see the policeman yawning on his lonely beat. Gay lady, Mayfair in the morning, hear your footsteps echo in the empty street. Early rain and the pavement's glistening, all Park Lane in a shimmering gown. Nothing ever could break or harm the charm of London town. In our city darkened now, street and square and crescent, we can feel our living past in our shadowed present. Ghosts beside our starlit Thames, who lived and loved and died, keep throughout the ages London Pride. London Pride has been handed down to us. London Pride is a flower that's free. London Pride means our own dear town to us, and our pride it forever will be. Grey city, stubbornly implanted, taken so for granted for a thousand years. Stay city, smokily enchanted, cradle of our memories, our hopes and fears. Every blitz your resistance toughening, from the Ritz to the Anchor and Crown. Nothing ever could override the pride of London town.
Noel Coward, London Pride. In 1940, 41, and 43, three songs reflected Britain's experience in World War II, but Americans also took them to their hearts. Shortly before the war began, Eric Mashwitz and Manning Sherwin wrote this song in a French fishing village and first sang it in a local bar. Its success rested on the mixed feelings of separation and hope. Vera Lynn with A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square.
When true lovers meet in Mayfair, so the legends tell, songbirds sing, winter turns to spring. Every winding street in Mayfair falls beneath the spell. I know such enchantment can be, 'cause it happened one evening to me. That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London, How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darned world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley in Berkeley Square.
Vera Lynn, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Vera Lynn was the most important English singer of the war, although one of her most important songs was There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover. Its writers were Americans, Walter Kent and Nat Burton. The song looks ahead to the peace that still lay far in the future. One of the most important English songs of the time was an American song. This again is Vera Lynn.
I'll never forget the people I met braving those angry skies. I remember well as the shadows fell, the light of hope in their eyes. And though I'm far away, I still can hear them say, thumbs up. Oh, when the dawn comes up, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see. The shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow,
just you wait and see.
Vera Lynn, There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover. In 1943, Benny Benjamin, Saul Marcus, and Eddie Seiler wrote When the Lights Go On Again all over the world. Like the White Cliffs of Dover, it looks ahead to a time of peace, but its immediate inspiration was the Battle of Britain, another American song that felt as if it was English. The hit recording in the United States was by Vaughn Monroe. Vaughn Monroe, When the Lights Go On Again All Over the World. This song creates the feel for the place and the people when the war comes to an end, when they sound the last all clear. But the reference to the all clear siren at the end of an air raid suggests that Hugh Charles and Louis Elton wrote it during the Blitz, and so they did. To anticipate the return of loved ones when Britain was still losing the war, and we weren't in it yet, may seem like foolhardiness, but it worked on both sides of the Atlantic. Vera Lynn, when they sound the last all clear. Vera Lynn, When They Sound the Last All Clear. Other wartime hits came not from England, but from the American past. Something in them resonated with American audiences after Pearl Harbor. This 1932 song had some success when it was new, but it soon faded. It reappeared in one of the most important American movies of the war years. The song had nothing to do with the war, except for its belief in the love that endures over time. The movie was Casablanca. The song was Herman Hupfeld's As Time Goes By. The singer here is Adelaide Hall.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. When two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. And love songs never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers.
Adelaide Hall, As Time Goes By. Two songs from the 1920s became big hits in the 40s. Their melancholy suited the emotionalism of the time. The first became a hit again when Irene Dunne sang it to Spencer Tracy in the 1943 wartime romance A Guy Named Joe. The second reappeared as the recurring melody in the 1944 homefront drama Since You Went Away. One dwells on endurance, the other on memory. Harry James Orchestra with a vocal by Dick Hames, I'll Get By, and Hames and Helen Forrest together.
What care I say, I'll get by. strolled the lane together, laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cried together, cast love aside together. You're gone from me,
laughed at the rain together, sang love's refrain together, and we'd both pretend it would never end. Through storm and song together, our hearts as one together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together.
Dick Hames with Fred Allard and Roy Turk's I'll Get By, and Hames and Helen Forrest with Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva's Together. This song went from being a flop to being a smash in 6 years. It seemed frivolous when Sammy Fain and Irving Kale wrote it in 1938, but in 1944 its promise of future happiness struck a responsive chord. Bing Crosby sings, I'll Be Seeing You.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces. All day through, in that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. Seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay, I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new. sing you.
Bing Crosby, I'll Be Seeing You. When Irving Berlin wrote God Bless America in 1918, he envisioned it as a tribute to America's fighting spirit. He soon realized that asking for God's help in winning a war was a step too far. He set the song aside until Kate Smith walked into his office in 1938. He had recently revised this war song into what he called a peace song, and it soon became one of America's best loved songs. Kate Smith, God Bless America. Kate Smith, God Bless America. During World War II, British songwriters gave us different songs to sing, and Americans embraced old songs anew. It was part of the musical mix that helped to define America and make a dark time bearable. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.